Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Erin, and this is part two of our episode with Michelle from Tennis Warehouse. She is a playtester for Tennis Warehouse, and she's also the host of the podcast Talk Tennis. She has an amazing tennis background, so if you want to learn more about that, please go back and check out part one, but here is part two. Can you tell us about the demo program? I've used it a number of times and loved it.
Yes. And I always send people to the demo. Like, even when people are like, compare this racket and this racket, I'm like, you tell me. So go demo it. So our demo program's super easy. You can demo up to three rackets, or if you call us, maybe four. and you can pick your grip size and you can pick your string type. So we do have the multi-filament option, or we have the poly option. Our website says, but like, all those are strung properly for that racket. So we do follow all the stringing guidelines. Mm-hmm. And then you have about a week to play test those rackets on your own. And if, you know, we get these questions a lot, bad weather, you get sick, whatnot, give us a call, shoot us an email, no problem. We'll extend your demo time. It's literally like a library system, to be honest. The one thing that I'm not sure people are always aware of that's pretty cool is certain racket brands do have a demo incentive. So if you are demoing their racket and then you do end up buying that racket, you often can get a percentage, or it's not a percentage, or a certain amount of money off of your purchase. So
that's not like all rackets. It's just some of the rackets. Gotcha.
Just some of the brands. And we do have it all listed out on our website. So if you want to get into the weeds on what qualifies for that. And there's different times of the year too. Sometimes there'll be new launches and people will free demos or bigger demo credit. Yeah.
Is there a buyback program to that? Like if you use your racket, because my friend told us about that recently, because she buys a ton of rackets all the time. And she was like, yeah, if you use it for, you know, however many months, or you want the new one from, you know, the year coming up, you can do a buyback. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, definitely. And this is great for all those racketholics out there. We do have a buyback program. You would call up or email or whatever's easiest. And we will basically give you a quote on what we think the grade of your racket is. And then in turn, we'll give you a percentage or I think it's a store credit back for your next purchase. What I love about this is also, this is another way to get into a new racket is those rackets often go on sale on our site, or they go up for sale as used rackets. And I can say with 100% certainty, we grade them from A, B, C. And if you are buying an A racket, it literally looks brand new. Mm-hmm. Like we're very and like B has like maybe a couple scratches, like, and it's usually just cosmetic. So such a good opportunity, especially on discontinued rackets. Yes. There's a lot of players out there that are like trying to trace down the very last racket. That's a good place to start. You'll get that credit back for your next purchase. So it's like it's encouraging the racket holism.
Exactly.
Aware. Yes. Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm going to be signing up for a lot of that now that we've talked to you, and I know how my racket, the quality of my racket. That must be it. That's why I'm losing. It's definitely
that's it.
That are the strings. That would be the strings that
or the balls. I told Michelle earlier I was a ball snob. So it's either the balls I'm playing with, it's definitely the racket.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
You're gonna be like a new player.
I'm gonna win all my matches for
that. You're gonna be open after you change your
I'm gonna be signing up for open tournaments.
I mean, that's gonna be crazy. Erin, did you wanna ask about what racket for you?
Yeah, can you, let's just take the rest of the time and talk about me and my racket.
Yeah,
but you're an aggressive, she's a super aggressive baseliner. Go big or go
super
home.
Aggressive baseliner.
Just like Michelle.
Go big or go, big or go home. Yeah, yeah.
I know.
4-0 player.
And we're I love my.
And we're using the Blade 104.
We're using the Blade. It's a Wilson. Yes, I'm open to anything. I'm whatever you want to.
It's like a dating profile. Yes. Okay, so I'm thinking that, let's see.
And you know, I like pretty rackets, so like nice paint job. No, I'm just kidding.
I do have a question. Sure. Do you feel like, this is probably like talking to the racket experts, do you feel like you generate your own power or do you let your racket
I generate my own power.
Power,
right?
Okay, so you're probably,
Yeah.
I don't know how, but somehow I do.
And are you playing with the most recent version of this racket, or is it
no, okay? Unfortunately.
So honestly, for you, this is a pretty unique racket, to be completely honest. There aren't a ton of rackets that are that 104 square inches, which is great. So it has like a super open head, big sweet spot, but then it has like, what is it, 18, 19? Yeah. Oh, 16, 19 string pattern. So it like gives you good access to spin and all of that and good power. And then also really good feel because it is a blade. So I wouldn't want to put you in something that's like stiffer. I would want you to probably stay in the same category of something that feels really good. And it sounds like you probably have good, you like are very aware of when the ball's hitting your string bed.
Not always there in the right place, but I'm aware when it hits.
There are two rackets that do come to mind, and one is not very popular, but like, I don't know why, because they make amazing rackets. But Dunlop has the CX200 oversized. And our playtesters don't always playtest oversized rackets, but they did playtest this one and they loved it. So the CX line from Dunlop, which is the red rackets, has incredible feel, like incredible. And so if that's something that's important to you, that's going to be one that you would definitely want to put on your demo order. It's 105 square inches, but still has that 16 by 19 string pattern. So I go there. And then there's also, if we're talking about pretty, I think I think this one's cool and it has matching a bag. The Gravity S. So that is the head Gravity S. Alex Zverev endorses the Gravity line. So it's got the dark frame and then like purple on one side and like the yellow on the other. Yeah. It is also 104 square inches, but it is a 16 by 20 string pattern. So this would give you a little bit more control, and it would be a good option for you to try and see, oh, do I want more control? It's also going to be a bit thinner of a beam, and so it's going to feel a little bit flexier. So then from there, you can say, ooh, I like this feel better, or I prefer something for it. So that's kind of how I would like create your demo order.
What do you play with? That's what I want to know, with all your power. Or do you play with
controversial
multiple? Because you test.
I'm always playing with a bunch of rackets. There's like one time a year where like we're not playtesting, it feels like. But I play with the RF97. So I literally play with the heaviest racket on the market.
Wow.
But I love it. However, I can give you my two backups. We just reviewed the new Prince Tour rackets, and the Prince Tour 98 is becoming one of my favorites. I'm working on customizing it to get the swing weight up a little bit. And then I also love the head. They just changed the name.
How do you keep this all?
I know. I'm so impressed by you, Michelle. There's so many names.
The Prestige Tour. I think that's a 16 by 19 one. So that one's my favorite.
Nice.
And then always a Babolat Pure Drive is in my bag, if you know me. I love that racket. Yeah.
It seems a little overwhelming to find the right racket because there's so many choices.
Yeah.
Yes. Tennis can be super intimidating. And I think sometimes someone like me forgets that like we haven't been playing this sport our whole lives. And there are people like coming into, especially from COVID, which thank goodness, we love it. We embrace it. That's so great. So like no question is stupid. Please give us a call. You know, interact with us on social, our YouTube. Like we're always happy to talk, help, chat, like whether it's like, hey, do you guys have the new collection that so-and-so's wearing on TV? Or tell me, why are all the powerful rackets on tour blue? Like stuff like that. Like we can have those chats. So don't ever feel like because you're not an advanced level player that you don't have space to play in learning about tennis. And also, you can be as geeked out as you want on gear and still not be an advanced level player.
Exactly. Right. Or the other way. Like, not, you know.
Yeah.
But, and like I said, I'm in the bag. So, like, I'm always on your website. Like, I probably go on once a week and just see. Because it's like, you got to catch it on time, right? A cute bag will come out or something that you want. And it's like, you got to get it right away. Or shoes.
It's crazy.
As soon as the new shoes come out, you know, I order several sizes, I mean, my size in several different colors because they're hot commodity.
Especially with COVID and the delivery delays we've been seeing, there have been things that hit the warehouse and it's like, boom,
Yeah.
You got, I need to like start a text chain because I know I have a couple.
This is coming. A couple women.
Yeah. They're in stock now. Bye. Yeah. Yeah. So I get it. Yeah.
And Michelle, you've gotten to interview all these famous people and like the pros and all these people. Do you have a favorite or most interesting person you interviewed?
Well, I feel like this is my flex. And it's like, if I meet someone and like, I need a good story, I can always use this. But Roger Federer is literally like, I'm giggling. I'm sorry. I'm getting nervous just thinking about him. I've had an opportunity to meet him, and then I did have an opportunity to record a Zoom with him, and he is absolutely amazing. And I will say this forever and ever and ever. He is everything you imagine him to be and then some. And like, if you ever have the opportunity to be with him in person, he literally makes you feel like you're the most important person in the room. No joke. Like, he literally goes up to you and like shakes your hand. Thank you for being here. So nice to see you. And it's like, what? I have goosebumps talking about it. He's amazing. And like, my quick story is when we did that recording with him, I literally had like 25 minutes to prepare and I was freaking out. And it like, I didn't trust my mic setup. So I ended up using my headphones, which were my mic sounded horrible in that interview, but his setup was like absolutely perfect.
Just like him.
He's like, yeah. 100%.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You would expect nothing less but perfection.
It was so perfect. The mic was perfect. The audio was perfect. The background was Oh, Roger. Sorry. I'm fangirling.
That's cute.
I can talk about Roger all day.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great story.
I love that.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. Even though our podcast is mainly for about adult recreational tennis, we will make an exception for Roger.
Yes. So, but yes.
If Roger, if you are listening to Michelle right now.
I was going to say, he'll contact Michelle and then Michelle will contact us.
Yeah.
I got you. I remember.
It's your flex. Yes.
It's my flags. I know. And it's like, I've said this before, but I have a post-it on my desk that says, remember that time you Zoomed with Roger Federer? And it's like, people will like walk by and I think they're probably like, oh, that's funny. And then like, don't believe it. But like on a bad day, you're like, remember that time.
Thanks again to Michelle for being on the podcast. We have one more episode with Michelle where she discusses what strings she uses and what shoes she wears and why she doesn't use a dampener. And we found out that this is a very controversial subject. Also, we have included a link to Tennis Warehouse and to her podcast, Talk Tennis, in our show notes. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.